going to dive into the interesting concept of the gift economy, where survivors find resilience and connection amid chaos. Imagine a world where, in the quiet aftermath of dramatic change, a silent connection emerges, bringing survivors together through the archives of nature. Our story takes place in Worm, a shelter where a certain mysterious collection becomes a symbolic center that weaves together human and natural elements. Here, the social debris embraces the emotional rather than the physical, creating a shared sense of belonging amidst the ruins. It's a community that thrives on shared experiences, building bonds that transcend the scarcity-driven norms of the past. In the book, Sacred Economics, Money, Gift, and Society in the Age of Transition, it is stated, gifts cement the mystical realization of participation in something greater than oneself, which, yet, is not separate from oneself. The axioms of rational self-interest change because the self has expanded to include something of the other. Considering something as a gift changes our relationship with it. Even though the physical composition of the object remains the same. A broken scarf from the rubble can shield you from the biting wind. But a scarf woven from the threads of a shared existence can wrap you in a different kind of warmth. A warmth that requires responsibility and resonates with gratitude. Imagine if we recognized that everything we pick up is a gift of collective remnants. We treat those scraps with reverence. Worm is a sustaining community in a post-apocalyptic environment, where survivors are reawakening to the construction of nature, where the old economic order is being collapsed, and where they are no longer concerned with scarcity of commodities and rates of return on investment. This new economic order, known as the gift economy, is a social model based on reciprocity and gratitude. Survival is not just about material acquisitions, but is based on a deep connection with nature and with each other.